Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good song. Yeah, Kirk Cousins is counting his money today. So, just keep this going. I love this song. Oh, who sings it? Don't tell me.
It's it. I mean, I'm working with two of the most rich people I know right now, Dave and Pete.
It's a 90%, 10%. 90% is Pete.
Not true.
Who sings this?
This is the OJs.
The OJs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's going back.
Yeah, that's going back to Pete's first birthday.
Gentlemen, the Atlanta Falcons are going to bench Kirk Cousins in favor of Michael Penix Jr. today. He will play. He will be the starter against the New York Giants. Probably a nice safe start for him because the Giants are a flaming pile of garbage. The Falcons have some choices in the offseason, and I'd like to know what you think is most probable. They could release him. They've already paid him $62.5 million this season, and he gets a full guaranteed salary of $27.5 million next season, no matter what. Just let that sink in for a second. Mm-hmm. If he's on the roster the fifth day of the league year in 2025, another $10 million is fully guaranteed. So they've already paid him $62.5 million, $27.5 million, but they're going to save that $10 million, thank goodness, if they release him before 2026. So they could release him. They could keep him as a backup. He would be an incredibly expensive backup. But considering Penix is on his rookie contract, it's not all that different. Kirk Cousins could decide to retire. He's 37, had an Achilles tear. Is he going to retire? Who knows? Falcons could trade him. There's no way on God's green earth that anyone's going to take that contract. Let's just be honest. So if you're the Falcons, Pete, do you release him, keep him as a backup, hope he retires, or try to trade him?
Well, you really hope he wants to retire, sure.
Of course, yeah, please retire, Kirk.
That would be number one. But, you know, the one thing that really does bother me about Kirk, and I was a Kirk defender for a long time, but my defense of Kirk was more about what he did on the field and how he was a better player on the field than he was given credit for. This year is a little bit different, obviously. He hasn't had a great year. It's been very, you know, up and down, a lot of interceptions, and the most in the league for a starting quarterback. And you really just wonder why he's struggling so much, because they have quite a bit of talent. I think when he decided to make this move, we talked about, gosh, he's got the good receivers. He's got a decent offensive line. He's got a really nice tight end. He's got some running backs. And it just hasn't clicked for them. And you know, that's obviously very disappointing. I think that the one thing I compare this to, though, is Kirk always goes for the money, right? And he has done a great job with that. I mean, if you look at his contracts, I'm not sure if this still holds up, but I think that Kirk at one point in time had more money paid as a quarterback than any other quarterback in the history of the NFL.
I believe it. I'll look it up, yeah, but I believe it.
Just because he all the different contracts that he's had over all these years. So that being said, you know, I always look over to Tom Brady because, you know, the GOAT, and you want to see, okay, he actually was taking pay cuts. And a lot of people didn't know that. You probably knew that, Dave. Yeah, you're a sports guy. But a lot of people probably didn't know that. But Tom Brady literally would take cuts. Now, why would he take pay cuts? I'll tell you why. He wants to have the best players around him, a guy like Randy Moss or whoever they want to get. So, you know, you got to give all the respect in the world to how he actually handled himself as the quarterback that he is and was at New England and, for that matter, even down in Tampa. Just did an amazing job. It concerns me. And I see all the money. And if it's just about that, gosh, that's embarrassing, isn't it? And I, you know, this is a potential playoff team still, right? I mean, when you really look at where they sit down in that Southern division of the NFC, Atlanta's basically right there with Tampa right now. Sorry, Josh, but they are. They're just behind them. So, you know, it makes me just really wonder. I think the world of Michael Penix. Now we're going to finally get the chance to see him, and I think that'll be exciting. He's had enough time sitting back. He's old enough. The guy played in college for 7 or 8 years. I mean, he was an AARP member, I think, by the time he left. So we'll finally get our opportunity to really see him take over. And a lot of this, I think, really came because of the fact that there were players on the team that weren't happy about what Kirk is doing. And I think that sort of speaks for itself. Talk to the coach. The coach said, you know what? I'm kind of there with you. And I think that Kirk's days in Atlanta are probably very much numbered.
I'm conflicted because I've heard that he's a good locker room guy. He is, you know, model citizen in the locker room, et cetera, et cetera. So it's in a normal year or under a normal salary or circumstances, I think it's great to have him in the locker room. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think this relationship got started on the right foot at all from the draft to now. The way that Atlanta, basically took Penix Jr. without his acknowledgement, which is what kind of signaled this whole thing. So I don't think that's an option. I think he's got to be gone from the team next year, unless you release him and he goes nowhere, and then you sign him as a backup. But I'm sure someone would sign him as backup. I'm not, you know, as ridiculous as it seems. I don't know that trading him is totally off the topic because a majority of the money that's paid to him has already been paid. So he's not that expensive if you think about the fact that. If you want the best free agent out there, it's going to be Sam Darnold, and you're probably going to have to pay him $40 million. So there's enough teams out there that probably need a quarterback that maybe a trade is possible, unless you realize and unless the scuttlebutt gets out there that no one's going to sign him, which if that's the case, then, you know, why would you trade for him? You'll just sign him as a free agent. So there's a lot of interest here. In this, by the way, Kirk Cousins is 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth all time in career earnings for quarterbacks. Your buddy Aaron Rodgers is number one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did get that monster.
Guess how much money he's made over his career. I'm curious if you're even in the neighborhood. It's eye popping.
What, 600 or so? I don't know. I have
$343,531. $343 million. Matt Stafford behind him, your buddy Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, and then Drew Brees ahead of Kirk Cousins, Kirk Cousins ahead of Drew Brees, which is interesting when you look at that. So interesting to see what happens. I'm excited to see Michael Penix Jr. today. I really am. I'm excited to see what he has to do. So I will have my eyes on that game early. We'll take a quick break. The other game we're going to have our eyes on is the Vikings in Seattle. Matthew Coller joins us from Seattle next.